or pillow or outdoor lighting or sun lounger. But you knew that already. Visit IKEA online or in store to level up your outdoors this summer. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the head of Britain's largest police force has accused ministers of being silent about the impact of prison reforms on policing. Some criminals in England and Wales could be freed after serving a third of their sentences as part of efforts to ease overcrowding in jails. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley, says some will go on to commit more crime. And he's urged the Chancellor to give forces more funding in next month's spending review.
We've got good research which shows safe communities is where people invest. And for every pound you spend on policing, you'll get £4 back in GDP. So we can help the government's growth agenda as well by creating safe communities.
The government says it's giving the police an additional £1.2 billion in funding this year. Thousands of energy customers who had prepayment meters force-fitted are to receive compensation or have debts written off. The regulator Ofgem says eight companies have agreed to the programme. It's carried out a review after consumers struggling with their bills had the meters wrongly installed. The Home Office says it has no intention of reclassifying cannabis. The Labour Mayor of London has backed calls to decriminalise the possession of small quantities. A review commissioned by Sir Sadiq Khan found current laws are disproportionate to the harms cannabis can pose. A fire in a derelict building in Paisley is being treated by police as deliberate. Firefighters in Renfrewshire worked through the night to put out the flames. There are no reports of any injuries. A Brazilian nun has gone viral after showing off her impressive beatboxing skills. Sister Marizelli appeared on a Catholic TV show alongside another nun and a priest to talk about their work, and she gave viewers a surprise. And the weather, a mixture of sunny spells and showers for most. Feeling warm in the sunshine, a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Beatboxing nun, love it. How's your Wednesday morning going? It's me, Alec Jones, with you till one, supplying the music to keep us all happy.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Chopin's Berceuse in D-flat, Emmanuel Despax performing that one, and before it, the John Dunbar theme from Dances with Wolves, John Barry's score, John Williams conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. And good morning, it's Alec Jones here. A lovely message from Laurie and Phil from Sheffield, travelling to Skegness. We're going to the International Meccano Exhibition, where enthusiasts from all over the world gather to show off their models. We're just going to watch. I loved Meccano, or pretended to when I was a kid. I don't think I ever built actually anything. It does remind me of the joke. My snake ate my Meccano set once. He's now a boa constrictor. Hey, come on. All the best if you are going to the exhibition. I'll shortly have another track from my Classic FM album of the week featuring the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Don't miss that. But first, it's Mozart.
Classic FM. We'll be right back.
from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. That was the Polonaise, the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. Naomi Yervy conducting that one. And before it's Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 3. All very jolly at 19 minutes past 11. Alessio Allegrini and Orchestra Mozart in action. Right, it's time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's the release of music by Mendelssohn, the main work on the album being his Symphony No. 3, The Scottish, all played by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. In April 1829, a 20-year-old Felix made his first journey to England. He took the capital by storm, conducting his first symphony with the London Philharmonic. And get this, he played Beethoven's Emperor from memory. Of course he did. Thrilled audiences, he did. By mid-July, Mendelssohn was ready for a break. The end of the month, he travelled to Edinburgh to embark on a walking tour of Scotland. And this is the result. Symphony No. 3 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
told you it was good, didn't I? Lav Shani conducting the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, the finale of Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3. It's my album of the week. I'll have another track from it tomorrow morning. This is Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
16 Orchestra there with Harry Christophers and Bach's Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring. Great tune. Before it, Fauré's Apres and Rev, Gautier Capucin, the Chamber Orchestra of Paris. So, the most beautiful sound you'll ever hear. Well, so says Bernstein. His Maria on the way. I'll also throw in the third movement of Brahms Symphony No. 4. But if you like your music chilled out.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
The end titles from the movie Emma, the music of Rachel Portman there on Classic FM. It's a Wednesday morning, and as always, it's great to have your company.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
two fab pieces back to back. First up, it was Bernstein's Maria Joshua Bell, the Philharmonia Orchestra performing that one. And just now, Philip Martin at the keyboard with Handel's Harmonious Blacksmith. And Mission and Steve not on their way to see some horses. Oh no, they are off to the Forest of Dean to go wild boar spotting, no less. Wow, have a fab afternoon, both of you. And thanks for taking Classic FM with you. third movement of Brahms' Symphony No. 4, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra in action. Well, we'll catch up with the latest news and weather with Simon shortly, then we'll kick off the next hour with a musical fanfare courtesy of Copeland, and we'll be enjoying a lunchtime drink with Verdi. I haven't had one yet, promise. All to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Those who are curious feel an urge to travel, to explore the world. At Viking, we create voyages for the thinking person, because travel enriches the mind and connects cultures in meaningful ways. With small, modern, all-veranda ocean ships that were designed to bring you closer to the destination, discover the world's iconic cities and quaint villages. Exploring the world in comfort. Learn more at viking.com.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more detail.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner has warned that prison reforms will lead to more crime. Some offenders could be released a third of the way through their sentences as part of changes to free up jail cells in England and Wales. Sir Mark Rowley says there needs to be serious investment to deal with demand. Conservative frontbencher Helen Whateley has told Classic FM there are other ways to deal with overcrowding.
For instance, there are thousands of foreign criminals currently in UK jails who really the government should be deporting, but they recently voted against legislation that would have given the government more powers for deporting foreign criminals. So that's one of the things they should be doing for making space in jails.
The Home Office says it's backing the police with increased funding this year and building more prisons. Thames Water has been fined more than £120 million over sewage spills and shareholder dividends. Ofwat says the fines will be paid by the company and its investors and not by customers. A refuse worker has died after being hit by a bin lorry in Devon. It happened in Torquay yesterday. Classic FM's Andy Ballantyne has more.
Details are pretty thin, but what we do know is that the man was pronounced dead at the location of the collision. It happened in High Walbury Road on Tuesday, just before 1 p.m, which is around a mile away from Torbay Harbour. Next of kin are aware, as are the Health and Safety Executive. Police are trying to find any witnesses, especially those with dash cam footage.
The rail minister says an operator has performed a remarkable turnaround 2 years after being renationalised. Transpennine Express was brought under public control because of poor performance. The government plans to do the same with all remaining franchised train operators in Britain. 18-year-old Cardiff fullback Ronan Capacchio has received